Abram looked round and saw a little girl with a filthy face and a threadbare coat. "What can I do for you, young lady?"
"I ain't no lady, mister."
"Well, you certainly look like a lady." Abram smiled down at her. "What is it you want?"
"You want to see the scenes of the Bloody Ripper murders? I heard you asked the copper where Ambury Street is."
"You have good ears. I didn't even see you nearby."
"I'm the best there is, mister. I'll take you to all them sights for a shilling."
"A shilling? You charge a lot for your services."
"Well, how about a sixpence then?"
The little girl looked worried, as if she expected Abram to take a swipe at her. "I'll tell you what," replied Abram, trying to appear serious. "You take me to all the crime scenes, and I'll give you 2 shillings. One now." He reached into his pocket and withdrew a coin, which he handed to her. "And one when we're done." He knew this was a good deal more than he needed to pay, but the little girl looked so pathetic that he didn't have the heart to give her less. "But first, let's ask your mother."
"Good luck with fat, mister. Me mum's either tupping some gent or drunk as a boiled owl in a gutter. Don't you worry none. She'll be glad of the money. Now let's go."
She took his hand and began to pull him along. Abram looked down at the ragged child. He reckoned she couldn't have been older than 10. Her face was thin and her hand felt as if he were holding a small bird.
"I'm sure you could do with something to eat on the way. Why don't we find a pie cellar and I'll buy you a steak and kidney pie and one to take back to your mum. What do I call you, by the way?"
"You can call me Tess. And you don't have to buy me food, mister. This is a business deal. I ain't looking for charity."
"I appreciate your ethics, Tess, but I always feed my employees."
"I don't know what ethics is, but in that case, as an employee, I will have something to eat as I ain't et since yesterday."
They stopped at a pie cellar, where Abram bought 2 large meat pies. Tess devoured half of one within minutes and put the other half and the second pie in her coat pocket.
"Thank you, mister. I feel better now."
Then she took Abram's hand and led him to Hanbury Street, where Annie Chapman's body had been found in the backyard of number 29. The passage leading to number 29 was cordoned off, and 2 burly constables made it clear that gawkers were unwelcome.
"This is where they found the leather apron, which someone said proved the Jews did it."
"Do you believe that, Tess? The man they called Leather Apron had an alibi."
"I don't think the Jews did it, 'cause..."
She stood up on her tiptoes and whispered quietly,
"Me mum knows who the Ripper is, and she saw him with Kathy Eddowes before he topped her."
Abram stopped and bent down till he was eye level with the little girl.
"What do you mean, Tess?"
"Exactly what I said, mister. Me mum knows the man who did. I can show you exactly where she saw him with Kef. Come on."
She took his hand again and pulled Abram along without saying a word.